realms of Senith.
So does anybody feel like doing the recap, or I have one I can read up as well? Because we kind of left off in a weird place.
Erevan's a toy now.
And we're trying to figure out that mirror. I think I was frustrated and then went to sleep.
Yeah, we have a mask that shows some sort of alternate truth or something. There's a door we can't get to. Key that we need for the door. What was it? Like, there's a walrus version of Erevan. I guess that's the next mirror we gotta try, guys.
I'm gonna turn into a walrus now.
We left off where Erevan was being pulled into the third mirror on the bottom. You resisted that. Yeah, things change a bit after that event, though. I can't remember the exact status of these items. Erevan, I think you have both of them. You're just holding on to the scarf and you're wearing the mask.
I think so too, yeah.
All right, so for you, nothing in that third mirror changes after you resist being pulled into it. Morin, you see that Erevan's image disappears from that mirror and it's replaced instead by an image of you.
No, I don't want to be a toy.
Yeah. So the second mirror, instead of being a toy shop, is a field, a wheat field, and you see a scarecrow hanging from a post with hay hanging out of its side of the side of its face and everything, right? However, its facial features resemble yours.
Oh, if I only had a brain.
And in the top mirror, you see an image of a deer, like a buck.
Hmm. Do any of these have significance to me? Like, was I a scarecrow at one point in my early days?
You might have walked past a couple scarecrows on your way through Erefort, but generally, no. Like, you didn't grow up and want to be a scarecrow. You weren't a farmer, so far as I remember your background anyway.
No, I just wondered, if times were tough and I, just hung out in a field and scared crows because I needed to make some cash.
No, this is completely scarecrows up. Started your own union and everything.
Yeah.
So no, there's no significance that you could tell to this.
Okay.
No personal significance anyway.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. I'm so sorry. Erevan, it's Morin now that looks like he's covered in a dark tar, as well as having bruises and cuts and abrasions on him.
Am I still covered in tar?
No. When you look down, you do not see yourself. You look normal now.
Normal as in he's no longer a toy or a...
Morid, I'm going to hand Morid the mask. I'm going to say, you might put this on and take a look at yourself. Something's wrong with you, I think.
Okay. Put on the mask. What's wrong with me?
Now you look like you need the scarf to wipe off the tar.
Yeah, I had the scarf. I would say, I think you need this more than I do.
Okay, I try to wipe the tar off with the scarf.
All right, the scarf just seems to go through the tar and just, so far as you can tell by touch, it's just you're wiping your shirt or your garments or whatever you're wearing.
Okay, well, that's good. All right.
I think Olita asked about Erevan being a toy still. So it was just a really quick thing at the end when Erevan was being pulled to that third mirror on the bottom. He hit the second mirror and turned back into normal Erevan.
So I'm not a toy anymore?
No, you're actually not a toy anymore.
So the middle mirror is a scarecrow. The top mirror is a field?
The top mirror has the deer in it, like a large buck.
Okay. And the bottom mirror has what?
That evil looking sprite. The alien, the thing from Aliens, basically. It's not exactly that, but close enough, right?
Well, shit. I don't know how to solve this.
Oh, right. You're also wearing the mask.
Yeah.
The scarecrow, when you're looking at it, you can see a key in its hand.
Oh.
Oh, here we go again.
Is there some trick to this scarf that we haven't figured out yet? Like, can we wipe off the mirror or maybe if you actually wear it?
What if you wipe off the eyes of the mask? Because it's only when you wear the mask that you see this.
Okay, I try those things.
So, no, nothing seems to change as far as what you see with the mask after you wipe the eye sockets of it.
I don't know.
That's a good question. How did you do it? How did you wipe the mask off? No, this is legit. Like, that's a good question. Describe it.
I take the scarf and I wrap my hands in it and then I wipe across the mask.
Okay.
All right.
So and there was a little... Sorry, go ahead, Morin.
No, tell me.
Alita said something earlier, I think it was, or maybe it was Diamond, I'm not sure, about the scarf. and not figuring it out yet.
Yeah.
When you guys found the scarf that Kat had shown there, and it wondered how one could be heard while you wear it. It said, while wearing that, could you hear me speak?
Okay, I wear it. I put on the scarf, and I flip it over my shoulder like you do with a scarf.
So far, nothing seems to have changed.
Let me wear the scarf.
All right, here's the scarf.
Okay, as Morad goes to take off the scarf, Alita, you hear Morad say, you look delicious.
Yikes.
And then the scarf comes off, and he's like handing it to you.
I'm a little hesitant about that scarf. But I guess I take it from him, and I ask the others if they heard what Morad just says.
They didn't say anything.
What? What's going on?
Erevan, surely you heard that.
I'm guessing I didn't.
You did hear that. You heard as if Morad had just spoke that.
Is everything okay, Morad?
What are you talking about?
I think you just said, you just said Alita looks delicious.
I did not.
Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
I mean, how many times do you want me to say no?
Are you going to tell me this is a talking scarf?
What if it's the cat playing tricks on us?
I'm not a ventriloquist, a dummy cat.
All right, I'm going to try on this scarf, see what happens.
The cat from the bed says, I would never play any tricks on you.
That's a load of bullshit.
And then it puts its paw up to its chest and kind of sits on its hind legs a little bit.
Where is it?
It's on the bed.
Okay.
It says, I'm truly injured. My heart.
Why don't you tell us in your real form and not as a cat?
Is that how we defeat you with insults?
Okay, so what did, I'm sorry, somebody said an action that they're doing. I think it was Morad.
I was going to try on the scarf now.
Okay, right. Nothing seems to happen when you try on the scarf.
Okay, so now I'm going to take it off.
I'll grab it and try to wipe the mirror like they said.
Which mirror?
The middle one.
All right, as your hand gets close to the mirror, it starts to vibrate, the glass does, and so does the image of it. When you actually touch it with the scarf, you feel like a sensation, like the mirror is trying to pull you in a bit. It's not like, I don't remember if you were actually pulled into the mirror previously.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so, but it does not feel like a forceful pull. It just feels like it's trying to complete some kind of a magical circuit or something. But other than that, nothing changes.
I'm going to send my cannon into the mirror because it has legs. See if we can get that key for me.
You're going to just like touch the mirror with the cannon?
Yeah, I'm just going to like tell the cannon to go in the mirror. It's got legs.
Okay. Nothing seems to happen to your legged cannon.
Well, you're useless.
Aw, says the cannon.
Does a lot of damage, though.
All right, I touched the goddamn mirror. I'm going to go get that key, see how bad this is.
All right. Well, that sensation from when you had the scarf on your hand appears again for you, or happens again for you, and you turn into the scarecrow.
Is there a key in my pocket?
There's not a key in your pocket. A little bit of hay comes out. That's about it.
Well, I'll touch the mirror again, I guess.
The same one?
Yeah.
You turn back into Morad.
Was the key in the bottom mirror last? Like in the guy's mouth when he was trying to eat Diamond?
I believe Erevan did notice that. I don't know if that's a question I should have answered, but there you go.
So maybe it's still in the bottom one?
Well, there's a key in the pocket of the scarecrow.
Oh, can you take it out of his pocket?
So I was trying to do, but I turned into it, and it wasn't in my pocket. I touch this mirror to turn into the scarecrow, and then I go to this mirror, and I try to talk to what the buck.
Oh, the buck? Okay. You noticed that... You would have noticed. I forgot to mention this, but when you turn into the scarecrow, those top two mirrors turn blank.
Well, these are blank now?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I have the mask on still. Is the door on the other side of the room?
Yes, it is. It's still on past the table, yeah.
And we need a key to get out, right? I'm going to go try to open the door as the scarecrow.
So same as before, when you were in your normal form. With the mask on, you can actually touch the door, but... it does not unlock for you.
Maybe use your cannon to break it down.
Yeah, shoot it with my cannon.
When you shoot it with your cannon, the light that's coming in from the southern door there, the archway, flickers quite a bit, and some of that black tar starts pouring in a bit.
Oh, shit.
But it does stop. Just a little bit of it comes in.
Okay, I'll touch the thing and stop being the scarecrow. I'm at a loss, guys. I don't know how to solve this.
So... Maybe one of us who wasn't affected by the tar is supposed to turn into one of those other things instead. Do you think this is going to happen to all of us?
I don't know.
So last time it was Diamond who touched the bottom one, right? We could see what happens if the one who's affected by the tar.
It's an 18 plus 2 for 20. I wonder why my hook isn't working.
Okay, so you actually matched the mirror as it reaches out to grapple you. So it doesn't manage to pull you in any, but it does have a hold on you.
Okay.
For those who are not Morid, it looks like Morid just reaches out of the mirror to grab himself. For you, Morid, you see its mouth open up and like it's coming for you through the mirror.
Does it have a key in its mouth?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, as it's trying to grab me, I use my bonus action to shoot it with my cannon.
Okay.
But you're going to hurt yourself.
I don't care. Sick of this room.
All right, roll an attack.
Oh, that sucks. How about a 10? What does that do?
10? No, yeah. That's a mess.
Okay.
So you actually shoot the other mirror, apparently, or just too high, let's say. Yeah. Other than that, nothing changes.
Okay.
Other people want to go, they can, in between the rounds here.
Maybe we should just grab onto him. Maybe we should try and pull that other Morid out of the mirror.
Maybe.
Like if we all pulled together.
All right. As a group, go ahead and roll a either a strength. Well, actually, just roll a strength athletics check.
16.
17.
18.
Okay, so you roll a 20 and then my athletics has a plus 1, right? Is that what we do? Okay, well, I'm still only at 6.
You sure you didn't get a 19? That would complete the cycle here.
You want me to re-roll?
No, that's all right. Okay, so you guys are trying to pull on this mirror. And the shape that's kind of coming out of the glass, you guys feel the glass starting to crack a bit as you're trying to pull this thing out, and it's like stretching. It's like rubber banding a bit as you're yanking on the mirror, Morid. You hear from behind you guys the cat go, uh-oh, and poof, disappears. Eventually, though, the glass on the mirror does break, and something enters the room with you.
Oh shit, what is it?
It's a very large creature. It has two mouths, one on its face, that is the entirety of its face, and one on its stomach.
Is there a key in either one?
Is there a key in there? Roll your initiatives.
2.
19.
18.
I also got an 18.
Which one of you wants to go first, Alita or Morin?
Alita can go first.
Do we rest since last session?
No.
Well, that's going to suck.
Oh, no, we did. Remember, like, we went and laid on the bed and we talked about you guys sleeping in the chairs by the fireplace.
Did we sleep?
You guys would have had a short rest, yeah. Do you guys want, like, a long rest? You guys would have spent 8 hours with that cat walking around in the bed with you?
Well, I thought he was only in the bed after we got out.
Yeah, he wasn't there when you guys hopped into the bed, so.
We did a short rest?
Definitely a short rest. If you guys want to have had a long rest, you can do that too.
No.
Well, I took some damage last session, and I'm at like 10 hit points, so.
We can, I don't want to do a long rest too.
Okay. Go ahead and mark your resources back up then.
Oh, no.
But yes, it is Erevan's turn first.
I'm going to put my Hexblade's Curse on the demon, and then I'm going to swing my greatsword at it.
All right.
Oh, that is a 22 to hit.
That is a hit.
That does 17 damage.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Alita.
9. I'm guessing that means I miss.
Yeah, that's a bit on the low side there. I'm assuming that was with your quarterstaff?
Yeah.
All right. Were you going to take a bonus attack?
10.
No, this thing has surprised the hell out of Alita. Everything you've learned over the years? I don't know. Are you slapping this thing instead of punching it, maybe? Yeah, okay. So, more, I think. Unless you have more you want to do, Alita.
What else can I do? I just, like, missed it twice. Maybe I'm in shock.
Well, this is not what you were expecting to come out of the mirror. That's for certain. Morin?
Well, I'm in melee with it, right?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. So that beautiful, beautiful disadvantage.
And it's still grappling you.
Okay, well, Let's see if I've got anything good. Okay, I'm going to firebolt it at disadvantage, and I'm going to shoot it at disadvantage. How about an 11 for the first attack?
No. You're going to get 12 next? Because we got, what, 9, 10, 11?
Yeah, hold on.
12.
Hold my beer.
Do it.
How about a 19?
Oh, that's a hit, though.
That's disadvantage, too.
Wow.
And 19 damage.
What kind of damage is this exactly? Bludgeoning? Or is it force?
Force. It's the force ballista.
Okay, 19 was your attack roll.
Yep, 19 was the damage.
Wow. Okay, so is that your turn, or are you going to do anything else?
No, that's my turn. I think that's enough.
All right, it's its turn, and it says in this disgusting, vile voice, it says, "So delicious. So delicious."
What is the mirror?
No, it's looking at you. If it could look at you, because it doesn't have eyes.
So who are you looking at? Her? Me?
Erevan? It's looking, you think, at you. Are you asking it, though?
Yeah. I'm asking it. Who are you looking at? Who's delicious?
All right. Its stomach takes a bite at you.
Oh, that's gross.
Does 18 hit to you?
It does not.
Okay. So it took one large bite at you.
Uh-huh. I got a pretty good armor class.
Yeah, apparently. So it tries to bite you with its mouth, and it also misses.
Haha, air is delicious, apparently.
So with a hand that's not grabbing you, it raises it up, and it raises up its arm, and a flame blade appears in its hand.
Oh, man.
And it tries to take a swipe at you with that. Okay, does 19 hit you?
Yep, it has a lot of attacks. Not good.
You take 15 fire damage.
Ouch. I'm half the gnome I used to be.
Diamond. You see this thing salivating. Well, you can see the picture of it, I'd imagine. Yeah, it doesn't look friendly. And it's biting a bunch at Mord, and now it's swinging a sword at him. It's your turn.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to back up to, like, right here, and I'm going to throw a magic stone at it. 10.
That's a no. Anything else?
No.
All right, Erevan.
Guess I'm going to swing at it with my greatsword again. Ooh, I got a 19 with, I rolled a 19, so with the Hexblade's Curse, that is a critical hit.
Okay, nice.
24 damage, and that's pretty much my turn.
Alita.
Okay, so I got a 17.
That is a hit.
19.
19 to hit again?
For damage.
19 for damage. Wow, okay.
Oh, no, that doesn't work, does it? I'm rolling the wrong thing. Sorry. You're like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, just like, man, you're making up for that previous round pretty hard right now.
Okay, 5.
All right.
So, see if I do bonus action. So that makes it like 23. Does that make it a critical hit then?
What's the natural dice roll?
18.
I know critical hit would be a 20 on the dice itself.
Okay.
But yes, that's a hit.
4 damage.
Is that your turn?
Yep.
All right, Mord, it's your turn. You are no longer grappled by this creature, by the way.
Okay. It hurt. It hurt a lot. My backup is going to swap me. I don't really have anything to make it move without hurting everybody.
Explain. What do you mean?
Like Thunder Wave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I see what you're saying.
So I'm just going to do the same thing and hope I don't die. That's a 13 to hit for the first thing.
Nope.
Didn't think so, but I have this cannon here. Oh, that's not good. How about a 9?
That's a nope.
That's a nat 1. I'm just going to flip it off. Like, yeah. Okay. Here's a bird for you. That's delicious.
The mirror behind it, the glass starts reforming itself.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a liquid kind of smoothing out. And you see the hair on the demon starting to be pulled back to the mirror. It reaches out for you again. So it's trying to grapple you. And it looks like it's trying to hold on to you.
Okay.
Uh-oh. So I don't know if you want to oppose that or not, but it only rolled... wait a minute. I'm reading this wrong. It actually has advantage on it. It's an opposed check, I think. So strength, acrobatics, or athletics, or dex, whichever.
Acrobatics. Well, that's not good. It's a 13.
All right. It looks like it has grappled you.
Okay.
That's all it can do on its turn. As it's being pulled into the mirror, it's pulling you with it, and it's Diamond's turn.
Is it going back into the mirror?
Yeah. It's currently being pulled back in. It's about halfway in, and it's still pulling Morin.
All right, I'm going to go back up and, like, grab him so he doesn't go in with it. Try to pull them back out, I guess. Can I do that?
You're going to try to grapple the demon and pull him?
I guess more because I don't want him to go in and die. Okay.
All right, so that I'm translating that to be like a help action where Mord would have an advantage on his grapple check to escape it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your action. You still have a bonus action.
Could we do something with like the scarf and the mask to the demon? Or
what if Morid puts the rapier, like stabs it into the mirror? Does that do anything? I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out my ass at this point.
I forgot I had that. It probably would have been a better attack roll than my freaking disadvantage fireball.
So nothing for your bonus action, Diamond?
I don't think so.
Erevan, it would be your turn then, if it's...
Does it look like the demon is willingly moving back into the mirror?
No, it does not. It looks like it's trying to stay out of the mirror.
Is there any way that I can try to assist Mord? I know Diamond already did the help action, but is there anything I can do?
Well, she's trying to assist him with escaping the grapple. You do hear Diamond, as she's pulling on Mord, she's saying, you know, use the rapier.
Can I try to grab the rapier from Mord and strike the demon with it?
You could try, yeah.
All right. You saying I can try, is there like a roll I have to make or something to grab it, or just an attack roll?
No, I mean, I don't actually know where Mord has the rapier.
On my hip.
I could pretty easily grab it then.
Like a normal dude.
Yeah, so you could reach for it. Yeah, you're within melee range of him anyway.
All right. I'm going to reach for the rapier. I'm going to attack the demon with it.
That's not my rapier.
All right. As soon as you grab the rapier and point it or look to the demon, its face and its stomach turn to you. And it lets go of Morid, so it's still your turn.
All right. I'm going to strike it still. Rapier is a... I can use dexterity for that, right?
Yep. It's a finesse weapon.
Does 16 do that?
Yeah, that is a hit.
And what's the damage for rapiers?
Roll 1d6 and then add your dex to it.
5.
Okay. Anything more on your turn?
Nope.
Okay, so that's going to be Alita's turn now. The rapier does not... So, like, when Mord is using it to fight the plague and stuff like that, you guys would normally see the rapier glow a bit. It's a magical weapon. So far as Mord could tell, a very powerful one. In your hands, it seems very minimal, but it's enough to have apparently caught the demon's attention and scare it quite a bit. And it's focusing on defending itself from it. And it seemed to have taken more damage than just 5. So, Alita, it's your turn.
So can Erevan hand me that sword?
You could probably take it from me.
Well, you could walk to him. You could swim to him. You could fly to him. You have so many options on how to go get that rapier that it's ridiculous.
Okay, so hand it over, right? And then I'll see if I can hit it.
All right, it's just a d20 plus your dexterity. Dex mod, rather.
Dexterity.
Now, I don't think... Erevan is definitely proficient in rapier. I don't know if monks are by default.
Yeah.
So you might have disadvantage? Is that how that works?
You just don't get proficiency, right?
Proficiency with a weapon just means you get to add your proficiency bonus, which I did. Okay.
All right. So, Alita, you just roll with your dexterity.
Okay. So, 16.
Okay. That's actually a hit. Roll a d6.
Okay. And then do I add the... Let's see here. So, 7?
7. Okay. Again, when it sees you with the rapier, all of its mouths look at you, and it fails to defend itself as it's still being dragged into the mirror a bit faster. And you seem to do an amount of damage beyond what you would normally think you've just done. And it's Morid's turn.
So you're saying that when it's in their hands, it's not glowing like it is when it's in mine?
It's attuned to you.
Oh, well, I see that it doesn't like it. So I'm like, hey, give me that. But I grab it back. musical weapons.
So use an object action in action.
Do I get an advantage because I'm being helped?
No, I don't think anyone's helping you attack.
Yeah, I think Diamond was just helping you with the grapple.
Okay, so just attack like I would with my dagger, right? Because it's going to be... Well, I never got the details for that rapier, right?
No, you don't know the power of it.
Okay, so just my proficiency. So D6 plus my proficiency, or D12, or whatever. Hold on.
D100 yeah, plus something, right?
Like, I get like everything, all the dice. I can roll all the dice, right?
roll all.
All right, so 22 to hit.
All right, yeah, that's a hit.
All right, we're gonna roll a D6 here. I got a 6 on the die plus 2 for my dexterity.
All right. Again, but this time, you can definitely see that this has done quite a bit of damage to this creature. Where you pierce the creature, flames start like rolling out of the hole, or the side of the hole between the rapier and itself, and just pouring out of it onto the ground. It looks like what you would expect if you hit a mortal creature, but it's really strange to see that happening to like a demon, like a spirit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this looks very punishing, and your ballista does hit as well. It's a 21, and you did 20 or 10 damage?
10 damage, yep. You've been punished, eh?
All right. It's the demon's turn if it's the end of yours.
Yeah. I think we've been pretty liberal about what I can get away with. Turn.
And the demon seems to let itself get pulled back into the mirror completely. And a bunch of vibrations happen on the mirror. And eventually the visage of the room is restored.
Can I try to pull it out again?
Oh, heck no. Leave that thing where it belongs.
We should get rid of it.
We're done with you.
Get over here.
Actually, after everything's restored, Diamond, and you go to try to grab the demon again, you see yourself being reflected in the mirror instead of Morin.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
And the other two mirrors light back up as well, reflecting. All of them seem to reflect the room, though.
I'm just going to knock on the mirror. Hello? Can I come in?
So you see yourself knocking on the mirror back to you with your mouth moving and everything, like just knocking on a mirror, right?
Oh, is there... Can I look at the door? Is it open now?
No, the door is definitely not open.
Can we see it through the mirrors?
Who has the mask on now?
I do. Morin.
All right, you see that sprite again, the one that looks like the cat in its sprite-y form.
Oh, in the mirror?
Yep, the third mirror on the bottom.
Yeah, god damn it.
Can you see the mask?
Yeah, here's the mask. Cat!
you see a little paw reach up from the other side of the bed over the sheet, and then like its head slowly peek over.
Dude, how do we solve this room? Seriously, this is annoying.
I don't know. I put the mask on and look in the mirror again.
In that bottom mirror, you see the same thing that Morit had seen.
A sprite?
Yep, the ancient elvish sprite.
All right, I gotta go find the sprite.
Is anyone covered in tar right now?
Oh, Diamond is.
Sweet, let's go. I'm gonna die with the All right, I'm gonna go in the mirror and look for this sprite, because it's gotta. We gotta get the key from the sprite from the mirror.
This time, Diamond, when you touch that bottom mirror, nothing happens.
What? Do I need the scarf too?
Here's the scarf.
All right, I take the scarf. Can I go in now?
You hear the cat by the bed start laughing, and it says, "You've scared it. I've never seen it frightened before. Well, I mean, one other person has frightened it, of course, but this is great."
Great. Where's the key? Let us out of this room before I stab you.
And poof, disappears again.
I'm going to ready an action to attack that fucking thing as soon as it pops up again. And I'm just going to say cat over and over and over until it pops up again.
All right. Cat.
Here, kitty.
If it pops up near me, I'm going to hit it with the rapier. If it pops up farther away, I'm going to hit it with the cannon. Seriously, this thing's pissing me off.
All right, so he has his ready to action. Diamond, you put on the scarf. And you weren't able to go into the mirror with the scarf on. And then you guys hear Diamond say, "I'm going to wait until I go to sleep again."
Okay, so we need to take care of it now somehow. Or I sort of cover my mouth and discreetly whisper to Erevan next to me, "What if we fake going to sleep?"
You know, guys, I think that fight with that demon was a bit exhausting. I think we should...
Oh, are you guys tired?
Yeah, we should take another rest. What do you think?
All right. I'll watch the mirror. I'll try to figure this out.
You guys hear Diamond say, "Those fools, as soon as they go to sleep, I'm going to pull one of them into the mirror with me, very slowly."
I gesture to Morad so that I can talk to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
"Hey, Morad.
Yeah.
We gotta get that scarf off of her. Maybe the mask, too, so that we can tell her that we're gonna fake sleep."
"Hey, can I have that mask and thing?"
"Well, don't I need it to go into the mirror?"
I want to try something.
Okay.
I throw him in the fire.
What the fuck? Okay. I'm trying to pull him out of the fire.
Okay, so you run down to the fireplace and you go to toss him in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, when you do that, a big flash happens. A very bright white flash comes from the fire.
Oh, shit.
It starts turning blue. Once that dies down, it starts to fade a bit. And you can see that the mask and the scarf, both of them were thrown into the fire?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can see that they're burning as though they were normal items now.
There, I solved it. Can we get out the door now?
So is there anything else you guys are doing?
Okay, well, so now that those are off of her, I go and whisper to her that we're all going to go fake sleep so we can catch the demon.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys.
I'm not entirely certain, but it seems implied that you guys get to sleep on the chairs again. No. Oh, Erevan.
What?
You're going to sleep on that chair over there? All right.
I'm staying as far away from the mirror as possible, okay?
That's true. Morad's in a kind of scary position over there.
All right. Just to describe this as you walk away from the mirrors, Diamond, you can see reflections of yourself in all three mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom one is just you normally, without the mask on anyway. You see yourself normally in the bottom one. In the middle one is you a bit older. And in the top one is that haggish creature that you had seen in those jars, those poison jars.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, are we bringing it back to the poison jars?
I'm going to ready an action to Eldritch Blast the mirror as soon as I see someone starting to get pulled.
It waits about 15 minutes, and then Diamond, you can feel like a little tug at your sheet.
Oh, shit.
And then you kind of feel like something pulling on you yourself.
Oh, shit, I'm being pulled.
And then it stops.
Okay, can I like grab her?
Yeah, she seems fine now. Like as soon as she said that out loud, it stopped trying to pull on her. Mort, you did see a glimpse of the third mirror that you're standing in front of, kind of looking in Diamond's direction, and then it disappears when you look at it.
Okay.
Erevan, does your ready to action go off, you think?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna pretend that I'm still asleep.
What's Diamond and Alita doing?
I don't know. I mean, are we still fake sleeping? That seems like it didn't do much.
Yeah, let's just go in the mirror. Well, I'm going in the mirror.
Again, the mirror, nothing happens to it.
I can't go in?
No, it just feels like glass when you touch it now.
Morad!
Can we try and break a mirror?
Yeah, can I take one of those candelabras and try to like smash the mirror with it?
Sure. So yeah, you grab one of those candelabras and that are lit.
Sure, why not?
Okay. And then
well, maybe it's a good idea to blow it out first because I don't know if that rug will catch fire or anything will catch fire.
Yeah, there's a lot of wood in here, so.
Yeah, so let's blow out the candles first.
All right. As you're hitting the mirror with that, you feel you're not losing hit points, but you definitely feel like you're actually just damaging yourself.
What? Why does this hurt? I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't care that it hurts.
Yeah, the cat shows up for you, Morad, on one of those chairs below you.
I'm going to stab it.
All right, you go ahead and roll an attack roll.
16.
Okay, that does hit.
All right.
Roll your d6.
1 + 2, 3.
When you stab it, it again turns back into its normal form, its spirit form. It just says, "Well, hello to you too."
Let us out.
Go ahead. Just walk through that arch over there.
Bottom one with all the stuff, or is he talking about the door?
He's talking about the bright archway that you guys came in from. With all the stuff, yes.
Yeah. That's super smart. The other way, let us out.
Aren't you guys having fun? trying to figure this out?
No, this is dumb. Let us out. We spent 12 hours in here.
I'm going to try and fire a warning shot with my Eldritch Blast, like right next to the creature's head.
All right. As soon as you do that, it disappears, and then it appears again where the candelabra was that Diamond has and is currently smashing the window, or mirrors, rather. And it says, you guys are going insane. You've only been here for 12 hours.
Yeah, let us out.
I've been here for at least 12 years.
Well, I'm not trying to be here for 12 years. Fuck that shit.
Wait, have you been trapped in this room for 12 years?
And again, it disappears, and it appears on the chandeliers above the rug there, looking down towards Alita, and it just says, no, I work here.
Are you sure you're not being gaslit?
Gaslit? You mean like the mask and the scarf that I left for you guys?
Okay.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't seem to be gaslighting you. It's just talking at this point. Its riddles have seemed to left its lexicon.
Who do you work for?
You see it appear over by that journal you had been flipping through. And it says, okay, fine, here on page 1914-3. This was my contract with Alvinia.
I read it.
It when you walk over there and you look through it, it looks, Diamond goes over there to you.
Yeah.
All right. You just see what looks like an agreement between Alvinia and something called, I'm so sorry. Give me one second. It's a really weird name. Glugagigir. Glugagigir.
Is that your name, Kat?
It nods. And in this contract, you see it's named as her private or her personal chamberlain.
Where is the queen?
Oh, it's, she's indisposed at the moment.
Did you dispose of her?
Oh, I did not dispose of her. She's just indisposed. And then it turns and points to that the wall behind the table. I believe you're trying to find a key for it, actually.
The queen is past that door?
Yep.
Does she know that we're in here?
The queen doesn't know much of anything that's going on right now. She's appears to be stuck in time.
I know the feeling. Give me the key.
Well, for you and me, time's going just as well, and it points to the fire.
Time, yeah. Time is weird in the Feywild. We've been here forever. It's probably been 100 years back in the real world, the material plane.
Oh, so many spirits are on your side, though. So many of us Fey.
If you're on our side, give us the key.
Okay. Oh, but one more riddle, perhaps? And one more try? One of the potted plants says, touch the middle mirror and then the bottom mirror.
Okay, I go touch the middle mirror and then the bottom mirror.
When you touch the middle mirror, you turn into what the reflection you had seen in it, which was an older version of Diamond. And then when you go to the bottom mirror, as you reach towards it, the last moment you see the reflection in it jolt real quickly down to your hand. That reflection's mouth opens really, really wide. And then you see the glass in the mirror start to drip into its mouth, and a black hole appears that appears like you could reach into it.
All right, I'm going to go into it.
Hang on, Diamond. I'm going to stand here with you. I may have to grab you.
As you reach into it, you just feel your hand, it just goes into some place. You're not, you can't exactly see where, but eventually as you're reaching in, you feel your hand touch something metallic.
Okay. Can I like pull my head in and look at it?
No, the hole is not that big yet.
Pull it out.
Can I try to wiggle my arm so it's like bigger?
Yeah. As you do that, the you make the hole in the mirror bigger.
He just called your head big. Oh my god! I'm dying. Come on.
Who's laughing?
They say
my
hole
son
or
was
head.
Saying he called me a big head, so I was laughing at his jokes.
Had me gaslit for a second there. I thought I said it makes your head bigger. It's like, oh my god, did I say that? That's horrible. All right, what do you do with your big hole that you've made in the mirror?
Stuck my head in.
All right. When you stick your head in, at first, it looks like the magical darkness you've seen several times now. But past the mirror, you start seeing what looks like a room with a bunch of stuff in it. And every time you look at something, it starts coming towards you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to describe a couple things you saw in the room, but one of them is definitely the key.
All right. Can I go grab the key?
Yeah, when you look at the key, it starts sliding on a floor towards you.
Oh, sweet. So yeah. Can I, like, pick it, like, reach down and pick it up as it's sliding towards me?
Yeah, yeah, you can pick it right up. Of some note.
All right, I'm going to go out now. No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you see some corpses in there.
Oh,
one
shit.
Of them being the paladin that sent you that letter that you met at Elkwood.
The paladins that we met aren't the real paladins.
Oh, no, this was Philip, Sir Philip. He had went into the forest ahead of the...
And so they're actually dead. So the people that we met with when we came to the forest weren't the people we thought they were?
No. This is a guy that they knew went into the forest.
It's the same guy. He's just dead.
Yeah, he kind of went in to scout out the situation. But yeah, you've got the key now.
Was there anything else in there?
Some bodies, dead bodies. But I'm out, so that's what it's important. And I got the key. So let's go.
Sure.
I'm going to go grab that potted plant that was so helpful.
All right, as you go to pick it up, it says, no, leave me here. That's safe here.
Is it not safe out that door?
No, it's not safe out that door. No.
What else can you tell us?
Well, I'm just a plant base. Just, you know, I see things. I don't know. What do you want to know?
What kind of thing?
Well, if we...
Go away, cat.
If we go put the key in that door, what's going to be waiting on the other side?
Not you. Not you, Blackbringer. You're fine. Other side of that door, that goes to the court.
What'll be in there?
Well, what's in the mirror is out there, too.
Oh, we'll meet the dead paladin?
Oh, no.
Monsters?
No, the demon of Ion.
Oh, fun. Let's go fight a demon.
Again.
All right.
What other secrets you got for us? Is there a way to defeat him?
That rapier seemed to help a lot.
We just all got to take turns with the rapier.
So what other secrets? It looks to the cat, like the plant kind of turns a bit. The cat's appeared up on a chandelier again. And it looks back to Alita. It's like, I don't think I'm supposed to tell you anything else.
Yeah, let's go.
There. Good plant. I give them some water.
Thanks for the lift.
The fuck is this?
As you, Diamond, you would not have walked there, I'm pretty certain. Once I describe what that area is, you would not have done that.
Okay, sorry. Eager beaver.
You would have eager beavered right off into the abyss.
Yay, the abyss.
So, yeah, that throne and those two tables seem to be floating in a dark nothingness. It's only dotted with what looks like bright floating balls of light, which this extends not just down on that map there, but above you as well. There is no ceiling to this place. There are no walls. This is just a platform with those markings on the floor again. However, when you do walk out, you start to see ghostly images just dotted around on the floor here, or standing on the floor here, the platform. And further down towards that throne, you see Elvinia standing, also floating in that abyss, as you saw her at the tree with her hands out. Looks like she's in the middle of casting a spell. Instead of wearing like wizard garbs in this situation, she is wearing a crown and she has like a royal coat on.
She looks frozen in time.
She looks frozen in time, and so does everyone else that is standing around on this platform.
Does anything happen when I go, like, here?
Yes. When you start getting towards the center of this room, the room itself changes. The platform starts to disappear around you guys, around all of you.
Oh, shit.
A shadow appears on the ground in the shape of that star. A bunch of magical circles appear on the ground, and you see that demon again in the center of this platform.
Oh, no. It seems like what we were doing with Raby.
It does a little bit.
It's just giving me PTSD, bringing me back. The time I died with Raby.
As your character is opining about Raby, you actually see her in a distance as one of those balls of light. And it looks like she's engaged in a fight with another ball of light.
What's the other ball of light?
It looks like an imp or some kind of flying demonic creature.
Okay.
As you continue to look around, you see, you swear you can see a teapot fighting another thing, another demonic looking creature.
Teapot.
Yep, a teapot.
You go, teapot.
So that demon is just standing there watching you look around. It doesn't seem to be moving yet.
So the demon doesn't see me? What?
It does see you. It's just watching you. I was promised, it says to you. I was promised all of these spirits.
What do you mean you were promised all of these spirits? Does that include us?
Who promised them to you?
The Blackbringer promised them to me.
Who's the Blackbringer?
You are, of course, it says to Diamond.
What do you mean? How am I the Blackbringer?
Dun, dun, dun.
When did this happen?
And you see its arm reach out and it turns into a flaming blade. And we're back into initiatives again.
Roll to 7.
12.
9. 20.
Is she the Blackbringer simply because she was the last one that was pictured in the mirrors and she maybe still have that tar look?
Aravon, you're going first.
How far away is the demon?
35 feet to you.
That's like just barely not enough. I'm going to stay at this current distance and I'm going to Eldritch Blast. 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
That is 10 damage.
Force damage?
Yeah.
The ground below you starts to glow a bit. The stars and the circles do. And it starts to rotate. And at the end of your turn, I need to know where you're going to be standing.
Probably just right here.
At the end of your turn, the star explodes, and so do the circles. You take 17 fire damage.
Is this damage considered to be from the demon?
Sure.
Hellish Rebuke.
Okay.
I believe that is a dexterity saving throw from him.
It chooses to fail.
Mm-hmm. You're dead.
That is 22 fire damage.
It seems to be immune to fire damage.
Oh, that sucks.
Olita, it's your turn.
Well, can I borrow the rapier from Morad?
You'll have to move to him. So there is, let me look this up because you use an object. So yeah, go ahead and take it from him for now. And you do have it.
Okay, I got 17 for hit.
Can you make it to it?
Oh, that's right. Okay, I gotta go over there. I was thinking I was gonna use my long range, but not with that. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I can make it. What did we say? I was using dexterity with this one?
Yep.
Still, okay.
When 4. You go to 4?
Yeah.
You got a 4 to attack? Okay, that's a miss.
No, my hit was 17. This oh, is yeah, okay, 4 damage.
Okay. Sorry, my mind was racing elsewhere. Okay, that's Alita's turn. Morad.
Mm.
Oh, wait, I did miss something. The thing is rotating still, but you're definitely in the thing, so let me roll the damage. But yeah, Morad, it's your turn. Alita, you take 13.
Describe to me what's happening here with the thing, the damage.
What damage?
The damage they're taking after their turn.
The circles and the shadows seem to be glowing on the ground there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spinning around and occasionally blowing up and you guys are getting caught in it. That's where Alita took the damage from. She ran in with your blade and you saw her disappear into a pillar of fire.
Okay, how far did it rotate from the last time?
45 degrees.
That'd be like 13 off of my hit points. Is that where I go with that?
Yep, 13 damage to your hit points.
Okay.
Yeah, it rotates, then stops, then goes off.
It's spinning constantly. Okay, so the simple explanation is yes. So right now, it's still spinning and it's your turn. It's going to be moving another 45 degrees.
Okay, my normal attack pattern. Oh, immune to fire. No, that's not good. I shoot a fireball at it anyway, so I guess that doesn't matter. 9 doesn't hit on my cannon because I rolled a 1. So that's my turn. Damn it, judge of the degrees.
You take 10 damage fire.
10? Ouch.
Diamond, you're up.
So I'm going to move back.
You don't want the rapier first?
Oh, you know what? Maybe I should attack first and then move back. Yeah, let me get that rapier from you. I grab the rapier from Alita and I stab the demon with it.
All right, roll a dexterity roll. Dexterity attack roll.
14.
That's just a miss. Is there one somewhere?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, that's a miss.
All right. So I'm just going to back up.
Get back up to Morad, then he could have his rapier back.
Here you go. You have your rapier back.
So you still have the rapier, but he can take it on his turn if he wants it.
Right.
Or I guess you could just drop it on the ground or something if you wanted.
Maybe I gave it back to Alita before I came over here.
Okay.
You're going to take 6 fire damage at the end of your turn. Alita, it's a demon's turn, and you're right up next to it.
Oh, boy. But I am holding the rapier. Scared of it?
It does seem to be a bit afraid of it, but it's going to take a full attack action on you instead. 17, does that hit you?
Oh, how do I know?
What's your AC, your armor class?
It's 16, so yeah.
17 hits, so what the next ones? One of them's a crit.
Are you saying it just killed me?
It might have.
How is it hitting me?
How is it hitting you? It has a sword that appeared in its hand, a flaming sword, and it starts dueling with you, and it's going to do a lot of damage, apparently. So you got a 15, 12, and 22 damage.
I mean, I'm basically dead.
So that's like 49 damage total.
I mean, I don't know. Do I like drink a healing potion in the middle?
No, it's not on your turn.
Okay, well, I don't know then.
Flash, another pillar of fire happens. And when that fades away at the end of the demon's turn, Alita's on the ground. She's unconscious. So Erevan, you started with Eldritch Blast. Lita, you stabbed it. Morad, Shine. Okay, yeah. Erevan, it's your turn.
My understanding is Alita has run out of hit points, but is still alive, just unconscious.
Yes.
Could I run over to her and give her a healing potion?
Yes, I believe that's an action to do the healing potion.
All right. Gonna run over to her and give her a healing potion. Do I roll the healing potion or does she?
It really doesn't matter.
Could he get us out of there?
I'm not entirely sure if I can do that.
What do I roll for a healing potion?
I think it's 2d4 plus 2.
Okay, 2 of the 4s. Okay, 9.
All right, you gain 9 hit points then.
Is that even enough to do anything? To do the math here. So I took 49 with those last 3 hits.
You only go to 0.
Oh, I go to... Oh, okay. So I'm not in the negatives. Okay. Good. Helps. Okay, so then I'm at 9.
Anything else you're doing, Erevan?
I'm probably going to want to move out of this frickin' star thing. I guess I'll move over here. I'm not sure if that's more than my movement, though, is it?
It was about 30 feet to get to Alita from where you were.
Then I'll misty step over there.
You're actually safe. Yeah, you're like right on the edge. So Erevan comes back, jumps on the edge of the platform, stands with his toes, basically. The circle misses him. All right, Alita, it's your turn. You are prone currently.
Oh, I can't move?
You take half your movement to stand up.
Okay, well, I have an idea, guys. I have that fairy dust bottle. If we're within 5 feet of each other, I can make us all fly, and then we wouldn't have to stand on this thing that keeps hurting us.
That's a good idea.
Is there a way? Let's see. Okay, half my movement to stand up. I should still be able to get pretty close to them, right? Can I get within?
I think if you disengage, which you'll probably want to do, it'll take an entire turn to get over to us.
Disengage.
It's just an action to protect yourself as you retreat from an enemy.
Oh.
It prevents them from attacking you on your way out of melee range.
Can't monks do something with ki to do that?
They might.
Like Step of the Wind or something like that?
Okay, Step of the Wind. Let's see. You can spend 1 ki point to take the disengage or dash action as a bonus action on your turn, and your jump distance is doubled for the turn. Okay, so can I do that then? So I will have stood up and then use the ki for my disengage, and then I can come over. Can I still sprinkle fairy dust?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I'm going to assume you picked up the rapier on your way out, too, because apparently Diamond left it with you.
I think I was gripping it still in my hand.
Yeah. So, yeah, you pull out the pouch that you guys won at the fair of fairy dust and just sprinkle it. So in the middle of this hellish fight, you guys see a bunch of pretty little stars fly over you guys and spin around you, and you guys start feeling a little bit lighter and starting to float a bit. Is there anything else you're doing, Alita? Because you have 9 hit points and the demon star is still spinning.
Well, now we're flying above it, though.
Oh, you have to move above it. So that's what you do?
Well, yeah. Don't we all sort of like fly up after I sprinkle it on us?
They'd have to do it on their turn, but yes, you can float up if you want.
Okay.
How far?
I don't know. What do I have left for?
So it's about 20 feet to get to where you are.
Well, so maybe I just go up 10.
Morad, it is your turn.
When these things blow up, does it seem like if we're flying off the platform, it won't hurt us?
Well, As you watch Olita start floating up and the platform goes off again, she gets hit by the pillar of fire for 2 damage. So it looks like it did help.
Okay, well, I don't know where to stand on these things, so I guess I'll go here and I'll shoot it. Fire doesn't do anything. I don't know why I keep shooting it.
I mean, you could take the rapier from me.
I'm not getting close to that thing.
Well, I mean, you could be above it. You can fly now.
Yeah, but like it still does damage. And if that thing can hit me, I don't want to be anywhere near that thing. Okay. I got 5 hit points. 13 damage. Did I even hit it? Did I even roll it to hit? I didn't. Here, let me see if I actually hit it. Oh, how about a nat 20?
Ooh. Okay, roll your dice again for that. Your 2d8.
How's 23?
That's a lot of damage.
Let's hope I don't die. All right, there we go.
You might want to fly up a bit. I don't know if you already did that.
Sure, I'll fly up a bit.
Yeah, you again, like with Erevan, you're flying just on the edge of this platform and it misses you. So Diamond, it's your turn.
How high can I fly?
I think it makes it so your movement speed. So you could technically float 30 feet up if you wanted, I think. I don't know if it's hover. Does it add hover? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Does anything add hover? Is that a thing?
I think they're going to add it, but no, I don't think it's a thing.
Okay.
Oh, ability to hover for 1 minute.
Okay.
On that pixie dust.
Can I get the rapier from Alita and then like kind of fly up and then fly into the demon and like stab him with the rapier?
If you want to, yes.
Sure, why not? 19.
That is a hit. Roll your d6.
4.
4 damage, okay.
Did you add dexterity to that?
Oh, 4 plus 2, 6.
So you flew up to it and then you tried to move away from it?
Sure, if I have any movement left.
It looks like you would have 5 feet of movement, but I'm wondering if you stay by it or you're going to take an attack of opportunity.
I can take an attack of opportunity.
Well, when you go up to a creature's melee range and then you try to move out of it, unless you take the disengage action or apparently a key point on the monk, it has a chance to attack you.
Oh, well, I'm not going to move out then.
Okay, that's the end of your turn?
Yeah.
You take 1 point of fire damage. Okay, it's the demon's turn now. It rears back with its arm, and it starts taking swipes at you as you're flying around it. So 15, I think that's going to be a hit. 22, 14, and 14. Does 14 hit your AC?
No.
So it only gets 1 hit on you. You take 17 slashing, or fire damage. Manages to light you on fire a bit, and it's Erevan's turn.
So my understanding is that with the flight, if we're in the star or the danger zone or whatever, we still take damage, but it's less than before.
Yeah, it's about half.
All right. I think for now, I can pretty easily fly up to this thing.
Yeah, it's like within about 30 feet of you.
I'm going to fly up to it and swing at it with my greatsword. I suppose I might as well cast Booming Blade with that just in case. Does 16 hit?
Yes, it does.
15 damage. And that is probably my turn.
You also take 1 fire damage.
Oh my god.
Olita.
Okay, so I'm gonna move within 20 feet so I can use my darts, but still, you know, be up in the air. Okay, so I got a 20 for hit.
Nat 20 or total?
Total.
Okay, yeah, that's a hit.
And 7 damage.
Piercing, I'm guessing with a dart.
I guess.
Anything else?
No, I'm going to hang on to that last key point.
Yay.
How's everybody doing on health? Is anybody like about to die or anything?
I have 17 health points. I think I'm okay.
I think I might be somewhat okay as well. I'm at 23.
You take 10 damage, fire damage, Alita.
Oh, I'm not okay.
You're looking around, you're like, is everybody okay? And then you just fall out of the sky.
Oh, hey, but I do have a thing for fall. Where is that?
You have nothing for fall when you're unconscious.
Oh.
But just out of curiosity, what do you have?
Well, slow fall. You can use your reaction when you fall to reduce any falling damage you take by 20.
That's really good. But now you're falling, I think, 10 feet or something, just flat out on the platform here. So yeah, we're a little bit over time now. Again, a weird place to be ending, unless people want to go through this fight for a while longer.
I mean, if everyone wants to go through the fight, we can.
I could keep going.
Says the unconscious person.
Yes.
What's your guys' excuse?
Of
Morad, are you okay for a little bit longer?
He might be AFK.
He might be. Okay.
Nope, sorry, muted.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say? Everything you said, tell us.
Let's die.
Yeah, am I just unconscious or?
Yeah, you're just unconscious.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
All right.
We probably need to get more of his rapier back.
I'll move up here, 5, 10, 15, cast Cure Wounds. I only have first level spells. 12 hit points to Alita. I'll use my bonus action to shoot at the thing with thing. Very descriptive.
The walking cannon.
Yeah, 22 to hit. I imagine that hits.
Yeah. AC is 15.
All right. 21 force damage. And then, shit, I don't even know where to move on these things. I suck at these at Final Fantasy 2, so right here and hope I don't die. That's my turn.
You don't die.
All right.
Congratulations.
Well, I don't have, you know, a Lalafell telling me where to stand, so how the fuck am I supposed to do that?
Diamond, you're up.
This kind of reminds me of a certain game we played with a certain fairy.
I know. It reminds me of Raby. Can I still fly?
Yes, you can still fly. You have another minute.
Is Raby close enough for us to like holler at her? And
is she close enough to fly to and throw her in the ring?
Ask her how we beat her game.
I mean, if you want to try to fly to her, Diamond, you could.
Would I be able to come back?
That you're not entirely certain about. But no, she does not seem to be within earshot. Go ahead and roll for me, Diamond, real quick. An arcane knowledge roll would be under intelligence.
So 17 plus my intelligence because I don't have arcane knowledge.
Yep, plus your modifier then.
So 17 plus 2.
That's a pretty good roll. This is, you're in, like, you don't want to fly out of this platform too far. You probably don't want to go more than probably about 35 feet up off this platform. This is a completely different realm around you, like a spiritual realm, and it looks like a battle is going on between fae spirits and demonic spirits. So if you go into like their place where they reside, it is very likely something bad will happen to you.
All right, so like, can I just like fly up 30 feet and like throw a magic stone at the top of its head?
Sure. I'll even give you advantage for it because you're a height advantage.
Boop.
I'm going to take the 16.
Yeah, that's going to be a hit.
Eight.
Magic rock, right? Magic stone.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
Should probably do my unicorn spirit to maybe try to heal Alita because she's at what? Like dead?
12 hit points, I think.
Yeah, I'm at 12 now.
We all could use some healing anyways. I'm at 17. I think last Aravine said was 22.
23 right now.
Nobody looks good.
All right. I'm going to call the unicorn spirit.
All right. As you call unicorn spirit, you see one of the stars in the distance start floating really quickly in your guys' direction. It starts turning into a unicorn, like a ghostly image of a unicorn, and the spell happens around you. So is it like an instant heal? Like right now, do people take healing points or is it? I don't know how the spell works.
I don't really know either. It says unicorn spirit lends protection to those nearby. You and your allies gain advantage on all ability checks made to detect creatures and the spirit's aura. In addition, if you cast a spell using a spell slot that restores hit points to any creatures inside or outside the aura, each creature of your choice in the aura also regains hit points equal to your druid level.
Okay. All right. So it's like when they get healed, you get more.
Yeah. When you get healed, everyone gets healed.
So you also take 9 fire damage from your proximity. Okay, it completely disastrously misses Aravon. Aravon, it's your turn.
Ouch, all of those rolls suck.
Oh, yeah, they're bad. Go on.
Even if you had ultra mega advantage, you'd miss.
Yeah, it's so this ancient spirit of horror just looks like a complete buffoon right now. In the face of Aravon and Diamond Stone. It looks okay, there's stars floating above its head. Aravon, go ahead. From getting hit in the head.
Aravon's just gonna be like, missed me, and he's gonna swing his greatsword. And it's a 25 to hit.
Yep.
That's 16 damage.
Gotcha.
And that's my turn.
Alita.
Okay, so I'm still in range for my darts. Ooh, 14.
14's a miss.
Dang. I'm going to move myself, try and be safe.
That's your turn?
Yeah.
All right. Morad, it's your turn. 7 damage to Erevan. I don't know if you... I put that in chat, though.
Well, I guess as my action, I'll cure wounds myself because I'm about dead. I'll gate 11.
What about the 4? Does that add it in?
I will add it. The 4 for the unicorn spirit.
Yep.
And then everyone also gets 4.
Okay, so Alita, Erevan, mark 4 up.
I will then, I'll try here, see if I don't die, and I'll shoot it with my ballista out of spells. 17, we've established that hits, and 16 damage.
Is that your turn?
Yep.
Oh, you're just at the tip.
Well, it's up in the air, too.
Yeah, he only takes half of the damage roll, so it's 2 fire damage. Diamond's turn.
I'm going to use healing words on myself. 3 plus 4, right?
3 plus 4. All right, anything else on your turn?
It's still alive, right?
Yeah, it's getting a bit frantic, but yes, it's still alive.
I'm going to throw a magic stone at it.
Okay.
Boop it on the head.
Yeah, a 20 to hit. 1d6 plus 3, 8.
Did you get a 20 on the dice?
Yeah.
All right, that's a critical hit. So you actually roll your damage dice twice. So roll it again and add it to that total you had.
I got 1.
All right, so 1 more damage to whatever you rolled.
I don't remember.
I think you said 4 plus 2?
5 plus 3.
Okay, yeah. 8, 9. So 9 damage. If that's your turn, it's the demon's turn. The only person near it is Erevan. 12. So does a 19 hit Erevan?
Yeah.
12 damage to you from the sword. And it's your turn, Erevan.
I don't think I really have much of a choice but to disengage and I suppose fly over here. And that's pretty much all I can do on my turn, I think.
Is that where you want to be, Erevan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. Alita, it's your turn.
Do we still think that the rapier is doing more damage? Does it seem like it's doing the same extra damage thing that it was in the other room?
It's doing a little bit more damage. It seems like of all the weapons you're using, physical weapons, it's the one that's landing at its full damage.
And Diamond still has it? Or am I wrong?
I think Diamond still has it, yes.
I don't know. I'm thinking I'll just get close enough to use my darts again.
So basically, all the other weapons we were using, like physical weapons, weren't doing their full damage.
This rapier seems to be, from your character's perspective, doing the most damage of all the weapons you've been using.
Well, if it somehow has like a resistance to non-magical damage, I would just like to point out that my greatsword deals magical damage.
Okay, I'll adjust for that then.
If I got knocked out and fell to the ground, am I up in the air again at all, or is that like gone, or...
I think you can just still fly.
I can still fly. Okay. Wondering if I have enough to get... Yeah, I don't think I have enough to even get up to Diamond, because she's like 30 feet up or something, isn't she?
You actually could at an angle. It'd be about 45 or something to get to her.
Well, I get to her, but then I couldn't get back to the demon to hit him, so...
Right.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just going to go with my darts. I got 20 total for hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And 7 damage.
Okay. If that's the end of your turn?
No, I am definitely going to move back. Hopefully that's a safe spot.
Is that where you're going to try?
Yeah.
It's mostly safe. Morad, your turn. I should note that after I've adjusted for Erevan's sword, this demon is almost dead. You can see that it's on its last leg.
Okay, I'll shoot it first. I got a 12. That didn't work. I'm going to fly up to Diamond, snatch my rapier. I don't think I have any more movement left, so I'm going to throw the rapier at it.
You idiot.
If this kills it, this is going to be epic.
Yes.
It actually could.
All right, so
it's not doing well.
So what do I roll? Just a straight 20 or my dex? Or do I don't get proficiency, I would imagine, with a thrown rapier.
No, it turns into like kind of an improvised weapon, right?
Right, so just straight d20 roll, or what do I add? Yeah,
d20 plus your dex.
Okay, so I rolled a nat 20. No kidding, look at the thing.
Oh, that's going to be epic.
Pretty good. Right,
so... Diamond, Mord flies up to you, takes the rapier. Mord, as you're reaching for it, the rapier starts to glow, and as you take it in your hand, like a blue flame covers the whole rapier.
Blue flame.
And you feel it come. Yeah. You feel it come alive with magical power that you haven't seen it do before. And you throw it, it goes straight through the demon's mouth, and a lot of the darkness on the ground starts drawing into that circle. And yeah, the demon starts to fade from existence. Okay, which is perfect timing because it is almost half an hour over.
Take that, demon boy. Nice.
The big bad guy is taken out by a critical hit on a thrown rapier.
Magical rapier. Critical hit on an improvised weapon.
Which mouth did it go in?
Which one? Which one do you want?
The little one.
Okay. Call odds or evens?
Evens.
All right. Who's after you? Diamond, roll a dice, any dice, and tell us if it's odds or evens.
Odds.
It goes into big mouth.